Yes, hello and welcome to the first ever Manological podcast. I'm Rich Gallagher, and with just a smidge of my help, the children of the Our Voice podcast club will be bringing you these episodes on a regular basis. So please do spread the word, tell your family and friends, rate and review the podcast wherever you can, but most importantly, subscribe to the podcast so you get these episodes straight to your device as soon as they are released. Now over to the children for some brief introductions.
Hi, I'm Anna and I'm in year four.
I'm Zayan, I'm in year three.
I'm Sophia and I'm in year six.
I'm Jessie and I'm in year four.
We're Jack and we're in year four.
I'm Phoebe and I'm in year three.
Hi, I'm Freddie, I'm in year five.
I'm Arjun and I'm in year four.
Hi, I'm James and I'm in year five.
I'm Millie and I'm in year four.
I'm Kiri and I'm in year six.
So Kiri, Sophia, what can our listeners expect from the Manor Lodge podcast?
We're planning on doing interviews with teachers and children at Manor Lodge.
Yes, and news from Manor Lodge as well as local and international news too.
We'll be sharing pieces of work, talking about some of our lessons, our extracurricular activities and some school events as well.
We'll also have some reviews and opinions pieces too.
Plus some entertainment pieces like stories, jokes and music.
This week we have Zayan bringing us a TV review. Over to you, Zayan.
Hi, my name is Zayan. Today we're going to talk about what to watch on TV because you have nothing better to do and what books to read. Everyone has that time where you sit down to watch TV and suddenly can't find anything good to watch. So I've got some good shows and movies for you, and these are for the young kids from Disney Junior, which you'll find on Disney Plus. So here are a few: Puppy Dog Pals, Tots, and my favourite, Lion Guard. Here are the ones for older children: Miraculous, Just Roll There, and Ghost Force. And finally, we have the adult dramas. Unfortunately, there's only two dramas I'd suggest, which are Hollyoaks and Home and Away. Now, time for great books. So drum roll, please. First up is Kay's Anatomy, which is a really funny book for kids that explains the body. And don't read a meal times because it's really disgusting. And Kay's Marvelous Medicines is about what people in history thought about the body, both by Adam Kay. Now for the last four books: Lost and Found and Up and Down, both by Oliver Jeffers. Now the books by Rob Bidoff, which is Show and Tell, and finally Odd Dog Out. Hope you try out some of my recommendations. Goodbye and see you next time.
Next up, we have Anand and Jessie, who went to the senior school transfer evening last week.
Last week, a variety of schools came to Manor Lodge and set up small stations in the hall.
I looked at St Albans, Aldenham, Belmont and Habs. I like St Albans the most because it has an Olympic-sized swimming pool and I like swimming. Also, I like it because my daddy went there.
I looked at Habs, St Albans, Aldenham, Mill Hill and Much and Taylors. I liked all the schools because they all had different amazing qualities and they were all very unique. I liked Habs because they are very sporty and are very academic.
It was very helpful that the schools came for the evening because it helped everybody get ready for year six.
We are very lucky to have had this opportunity as the now year fives and year sixes did not have this chance due to COVID restrictions.
Also, not many schools had this type of event.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. See you next time.
Next, we have an update from our year five podcasters, James and Freddie, who are currently away at Flatford Mill on the year five residential trip.
We're in Flatford Mill. We've been here since Tuesday. All of the activities have been really fun so far, so these are some of the ones that we've done.
We did pond dipping, which was really fun because we got to wear our wellies and go into the water and see all the little animals that lived in there. We found eels and leeches. We learned about the eels' life cycle and how they come all the way from a different part of the world. And how the leeches aren't blood-sucking ones.
We also did orienteering. We were given a sheet of questions and some instructions. We also had a compass to navigate where we needed to go.
We also did bushcraft, which was really fun because we made fires with flint and steel and bracelets out of elderwood. We also made filters out of natural ingredients.
It's been really good to spend a few days with our friends in the countryside.
We're really looking forward to coming home.
Thanks, Flatford Mill, for a great time.
Now we have the first in our series of Manor Lodge interviews. Our guest of honour this week is Mrs. Johansson, who our Year 4 team cornered and quizzed for our listeners.
Hi, today we're interviewing one of our Year 4 teachers.
If you were stranded in a desert, what three things would you bring and why?
I would bring a photo of my family so that when I was sad I can make myself happy. And a piece of paper or something to write on and something to write with so that I wouldn't go crazy.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you bring, like, food or something?
Because once it's gone, it's gone. I assume if I'm on an island, I might have something to keep me going. And if I didn't, I'd have to just write my last thoughts for when you found me. The food wouldn't last.
Okay.
What pet would you have and why?
Well, I have a cat called Phoebe, who's very grumpy and a bit of a princess. And we'd quite like a dog, but Phoebe wouldn't. But I would have a very big dog. I like really big dogs.
What breed are you thinking?
I'd really like a Russian Terrier. They're huge, but wouldn't fit in my house.
Okay, not surprising.
If you went on holiday, where would you go and why?
I would go... Well, I love travelling. I'm very lucky to go to lots of different places, but my favourite country is Italy, and I like all the different parts of it. I like the food, I like the people, I like the history, I like the nature. I love it.
What is your favourite colour and why?
My favourite colour is blue, because I love all the different shades and I think it's a really calm colour.
Okay. It's a bit, okay. Some people also think it's the calm colour is green. Why do you think the calm colour is blue?
Because I think of water. And I think of green as being a bit...
Okay.
Nature, possibly. Like, possibly a bit smelly, actually.
Yeah.
Although I did used to be Miss Green.
Oh, well, that's your smelly. That's how
I don't think I was smelly.
That's how I wonder.
What was your first job?
My first job was I worked in a chemist at the weekends, stacking shelves.
And why?
Because I needed to earn some money.
Simple as that.
And did you have any other jobs but this job?
I had lots of weekend jobs. I tried to do as many as I could. So I looked after some children and I worked in an office and I worked in my brother's shop as well.
What would you do in your spare time?
In my spare time, I would try to be with my family. Probably doing some cooking or some walking. Or some laughing.
And what's your favourite thing to cook?
Oh, anything. Because when you're cooking, you can't be worrying about anything else. You're just focused on a recipe.
Okay.
I love
How about
that.
What's your favourite thing to eat that you cook?
Like bread.
Bread.
Make bread.
I haven't made bread. I actually get that from a professional baker who knows what they're doing. I make stuff up as I go along.
Okay.
So do you have any other hobbies?
Do I have any hobbies? Well, I like sport. I used to play a lot more than I actually do now. And reading. Love a bit of reading.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking your time for us to interview you.
And that's all the questions we have for you.
Thank you very much for joining us on our very first Manor Lodge podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening and look forward to bringing you more in the coming weeks.
Yes, that's it. Thanks very much to Mrs. Johansson for being our guinea pig and taking the first leap into the unknown realm of this brand new project. A huge well done to the children for all the hard work they've put in to make this podcast happen. And thanks, of course, to you for listening. Now we're going to end as we began with some music to bookend the show. That intro music you heard right at the start was composed and created by Arjun. And now to close the pod this week, we have a classic guitar riff performed by Freddie. So here it is. Enjoy it, and we'll speak again soon.